kind of dog is Paca? Trained dog.
Paca is an English Black Labrador service dog who works with elementary school students at the Mary C. Snow Elementary School on Charleston's west side. One of Paca's roles is to help children who are emotionally in need of some extra love. Assistant Principal Jordan McBride.
Our population of students are 84% free and reduced lunch, so we have the highest poverty rate in Kanawha County.
McBride explains that Paca the dog is actually used in this school to help children who are going through some very stressful situations at home.
Our students experience a lot of trauma. Paca kind of comes in with that, that she is used as our therapy dog for students that are in need.
Watch this.
Paca was trained by prison inmates at a state prison in Kansas. After her training there, Paca came to West Virginia in 2011 to work at the Mary C. Snow School when it first opened. The money to pay for Paca's training was raised by the school's librarian, Debbie Canada. Canada also traveled to Kansas to adopt Paca and to receive her own handler training. As I walk through the library door, I find Paca stretched out on a brightly colored rug. She's relaxed but watchful.
When we come through the door in the morning, her tail is wagging, her eyes are bright. She's the most excited to be here of anybody on the staff.
Paca usually senses whenever a child has been going through a difficult time and is in need of some special attention.
We have children who talk to her. We have told them that they can tell Paca anything, and they'll get down and sit beside her and just whisper, talk into her ear. We've got one little boy that'll lift her ear up like a flap, and he'll just whisper and talk to her. It is a completely objective, non-judgmental, you know, listening ear where he can say anything he needs to say. And nobody's going to look down on him for what he just whispered to that dog, you know. And we don't know what he says to her, and it doesn't matter. He feels like he's been listened to.
Miss Canada says that that little bit of Paca love often goes a long way to calm a child down.
I saw her step between two children who were angry with each other, and she's basically nosed in between them, you know, wiggled her body in between them, and the act of her wiggling her body between them kind of made them giggle, because she looked funny trying to get between them, and it made them, and it de-escalated the situation instantly. You know, they both just started petting her and laughing about the fact she looked so silly trying to get between them.
Paca spends most of her working day in the library, but she also visits other classrooms for story time. Cindy Schumann teaches third grade, and Paca is a regular reading companion for this classroom. Today, the children are taking turns reading to Paca, who occasionally lays her head in their lap or puts her paw on their leg.
Bear opened one eye and groaned. We can be business partners, Harris said.
Paca also works one-on-one with students who are struggling with reading. Children are invited to come to the library to visit Paca, to read to her, to talk to her, to pet her.
It's a done deal.
She always answers it with a kiss, you know, a big, wet, sloppy kiss, and they think that's just the best thing ever.
For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Roxy Todd in Charleston.